1P1 sent us some special audio. I don't know if you guys remember when we used to do Halloween cards. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to see if I can find this. Here we go.
And give me the...
Mama. Here's a mama.
Okay. Here we go. So we'll listen to when we exchanged Halloween cards. This was back in 2018.
And hopefully we get this to work here. Oh, that's a nice card, Giorgio.
Look, it's some artwork.
It's got some artwork on it.
It
looks like a little funny jack-o'-lantern, a little cute zombie, I guess, down here. It says, "Hey, Halloween dude, I think you have special spooky powers." And I open it up the inside. It says, "In fact, I think you could survive a hanging. Hook yourself to a doorknob tonight and let me know what happens. Happy Halloween, George."
Wow.
Hey, I guess it's nice, though. You thought of me.
The thought that counts.
Yeah. Hey,
I got George a card.
You did?
Yeah, here, George.
All right. To Ja from Junior. "Dear George, happy Halloween. I hope you have a scary good time tonight as you go trick-or-treating dressed up as Randy Rogers. I have loved some of your scary stories from your past. Remember when you saw the school bus driver shoot a horse in the head in front of a lot of kids? I think that was a movie. And it stayed with you for your life. Remember when you saw the scary gray Brillo pad of your 70-year-old friend Ed? His name was JJ.
This is reminding you of every traumatic thing.
It was supposed to be babysitting you. So scary. Boo.
Boo.
May tonight bring you some more scary moments, like when that kid in grade school showed you the passage from the book about incest. Love, Junior." All right. Well, I was in eighth grade, and yeah, thanks.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks for bringing up all those spooky memories. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look at this. It says on the outside, "To Gordo from Junior." Nice. "Dear Gordon, happy Halloween, my frightening friend. I know this is your favorite day of the year, and I hope you get to experience plenty of dismemberment and blood, as I know that's what you live for. My favorite Halloween story of yours is the one you told about the scary old lady who lived at the end of your cul-de-sac. Remember how you snuck up to her house in the middle of Halloween night, kidnapped her, and made her dress up as Lee Harvey Oswald for you all night long? That story was awesome. That never happened. May tonight bring you as much scary happiness, and may you celebrate evil in the way that only you can. Love, Junior."
Happy Halloween, buddy.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
All right, George, I got you a card here.
Oh, that's nice, Gordo. Yeah. Thank you. Open this card. Okay. Man, it's a long one. Jeez. "George, we've worked together so long and experienced so much together. Remember all those times we lost more conies together? I sure do. But I want you to know I finally quit blaming you. Can you believe it, Strong George? Halloween is here. My prayers have been answered. At least the ones that don't involve you, a body bag and mermaid outfit."
That's a private thing there.
Yeah. "I feel so close to you, my sweet Jub. I think of you all the time, especially in the shower. Sometimes I watch the crimson circle the drain. Sometimes as I watch the crimson circle the drain, I dream you're in there with me, laughing at our exploits as we remember the final looks of fear on their faces."
What is happening while he's showering?
"Clean George. When we get in your truck after the show each day to go home." When you go home in the truck each day, as you go home, "I sometimes wonder if you'll open the bed window and talk to me as I'm crouched, hiding from the wind. Absent-mindedly testing the blade on my thumb, but you never look back at me. You just drive home listening to your red dirt and fiddling with your nuts like there's no tomorrow," in which you could also fiddle with your nuts. "Halloween George, remember this, or remember that time 15 years ago, you cut your hand at my house and we used a small towel to apply pressure. Well, I've kept that towel all these years. God. It was so precious to me that I guarded it closely, never washing it.
Weird.
And never letting it leave my house unless it was to rush it to a fresh crime scene. Intricate George, Halloween is our Valentine's Day, and tonight I will make you mine. Our flesh will become one, and you will know what Jesus looks like. I know that you think Me Too is all bullcrap. I think it is a much needed conversation.
Yeah, it's just a little note. I think I'm meaning to say.
Happy Halloween, Ticket Harvey Weinstein. Gordon.
That's okay. The longest Halloween card I have ever heard of.
And then I got this one for you.
Oh, I've got one.
All right.
Oh, it says 2 Junior. It must be for me.
You.
Mine's not nearly as long. Happy Halloween, Craig, from Gordon.
All right. Well, happy Halloween.
Hey, thank you both, guys, for the cards. Yeah,
it
was really great.
It's really special.
Oh, yeah, that's just funny. Thanks to the people that sent that in. That was from 2018 when we all had a Halloween card exchange.
That wasn't that long ago, but that seems like a long time ago.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry, my card to you was so long.
Yeah, it was
George,
really long.
I don't know what was going on there.
You're an intricate George.
Intricate.
I kept readdressing him throughout the card, which was very strange.
You were resetting. That's good.
That's good. Yeah. New listeners all the time.
Good.